Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
So now Corey Seager hates me.
I can see why. It makes total sense.
And I just don't think that's fair.
How many athletes around the Metroplex hate you?
They don't even know me.
17.
Minimum. A bajillion.
All right, we're going to start with one from last week that I didn't get to, but I think it's a doozy.
Okay.
With Katy Perry now dating Justin Trudeau, the former Canadian Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
What former U.S. president could have bagged the most ass post-presidency if it was known he was single, like Justin Trudeau is, and kind of out on the town?
Assuming JFK had that opportunity, it would have been him. Because he did it, probably bagged the most ass while he was in the White House.
Right. Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Outside of that, I would say Bill Clinton.
Because there's got to be a want to as well.
He definitely had the want to.
Clinton or JFK? Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
And apparently, I mean, even before he was president, Bill Clinton was pulling left and right.
Yeah.
So,
you think Obama would do okay?
Obama. I think he's so young. Yeah.
He would have been, how old was he? 52 when he got out of office or something?
Feels like he has
Obama
a little.
Obama would have slayed.
That's a little swag.
I think
swag
George Bush
would
have slayed.
Yeah.
The second George Bush.
Yeah, but again.
Ronald Reagan, potentially.
There's got to be the effort. And I don't think George Bush would have cared.
I don't think Reagan would have had the effort, plus of what he had at home.
Yeah, and you can only go
better than that.
You guys overrate that rumor so much.
I think it's true.
And you can't go back to olden times because they were so involved with just the one person that they wouldn't be looking to plow through.
Some of those older presidents, they were.
I don't know, man. You ever read those letters with Abraham Lincoln?
That's just one dude.
I'm just saying, that's how they were.
You think Warren Harding was trying to just.
Think George Washington was?
Yes, I do. I think that they were all horn dogs.
Yeah,
the horn dog level is not gone up or down. It's remained the same forever.
You know how much of a pain in the ass it was to undress women back then?
Yeah, I know.
By the time you got their petticoat off and the corset undone, you were never mind. I'm out.
Please, no, they didn't.
They had whorehouses back then for a reason.
But then you saw that they would get turned on with them wearing that.
Oh, another layer.
Okay, you're an idiot.
You know what you have to do is just be like, hey, look, will you please just go in the other room and undress yourself?
Right.
And I'll be in here reading Tobacco Weekly or whatever magazine you put out there.
Hear ye, hear ye. I'll be in here finishing this proclamation.
Let's see. This is from PJ. Matt, if you're not drinking a beer, what other alcoholic beverage are you drinking? I saw you drink a glass of wine.
I was going to say, the last time you guys saw me not drink beer was a glass of red wine.
The last time we saw you was the cocktail.
Oh, that's right.
In Ventura.
The cocktail that I had.
Because he came back over to the dive bar where we were and said, I just had the best cocktail I've ever had.
And then you guys ordered it, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah, so that.
So what is your go-to non-like cocktail-y type? They'll give you just have to go to a bar, they don't have beer, and your go-to drink?
Old fashioned.
Okay.
For sure.
That's solid. That's always solid.
Do you have a never again drink?
I mean, like tequila shots. I would have a hard time
bad experience.
I like tequila drinks. But not just shot by itself?
That's a good question. Now that tequila has amped up its game, clearly, to a level that we're all like, whoa, we love tequila drinks. Are tequila shots as big as they used to be?
Yes.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Like for the youngins?
I think so.
Like bad tequila, though?
Sure.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah.
But that's still a huge thing. Like, three shots, tequila, la la la.
Yeah. I think if you're going to have shots, tequila is probably the alcohol of preference when you're shooting.
Because tequila is the Brussels sprouts of liquor, where Brussels sprouts made an amazing comeback from the time that we were kids.
Okay.
To nowadays where people are like, oh my God, are you going to get the Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Like nobody liked Brussels sprouts because they came in like boiled in a ball
on our
little lunch tray.
It was a grass rock.
Yes, at public school. It was terrible. It was awful.
Just slimy. It was so bad.
Dude,
Like, even at home, when you're like, I'm not eating that. Yeah. That's not happening.
And now,
that's what I look for on a menu.
Yes. They are delicious.
They have made a...
I will say...
And tequila's that way, though, because none of us drank tequila
growing
up.
And not like when we were at the compound and you brought the tequila.
Yeah.
That was... Because I didn't shoot it like you guys, but I sipped it, and I was like, okay. Yes. All right. Like, that was really good.
It is an amazing turnaround from when we were in school.
Yeah. Massive.
That and wine. Because the wine that we had just served one purpose.
Yeah, but...
Just to get as loaded as possible.
But the wine that... It was still out there, like really good wine.
Yeah, we just couldn't afford it.
Exactly. Like, you're not going to go buy a $25 right. bottle of wine when you... Ooh. No, no. You're going to buy a $3 bottle of wine.
That's delicious.
When's the last time you had that?
Boone's Farm?
Yeah.
It's been a while, but I remember when I saw it, I got it.
It's like $3 a bottle or whatever.
It's a little more expensive now.
Because they've got everything else at Trader Joe's that used to be $3 chuck or $2 chuck or whatever they called it.
What's the lowest one that you went to? The lowest rung on that ladder?
Oh, like Thunderbird?
Yeah, yeah,
2020?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cisco?
Cisco! Oh, my God.
That was so bad.
It was like a dollar.
It's...
For wine?
We called it liquid crack.
Dude.
So it looked delicious.
No, come on.
It did. In the bottle. And then you open it and it was...
It put you on another planet.
It did.
That does not look
good. God, we're so desperate. It's still out there?
It's on Wikipedia. I don't know. Let's see. Is it still made?
It has a Wikipedia page?
It is still produced. A brand of flavor fortified wine.
Because in the bottle, MD looked delicious. All the different flavors, all the different colors, it looked like Kool-Aid.
I know.
In the bottle.
It tasted like
a lot of things look delicious.
Shoe polish.
The bottle was infinitely more expensive than the actual product inside, though.
It's like when you could buy a handle of McCormick's for like $7.
What's McCormick's?
Vodka. Oh, and it was horrible.
I remember going through my younger sister's, my old room at home. Panties. When I left my younger sister.
Panties?
No, shut up.
What? I don't know.
And I was looking for maybe a jacket that was in the closet or something.
You were
something.
Doing what?
Time out, Davidson. No, and I'm done.
I want to hear one.
No.
Your little story.
It doesn't even matter
about your sister's
now.
Panty drawer.
Okay. That's the worst thing you've ever said to me. You said a lot of bad things to me.
What?
That one is the worst.
I don't even have a sister, and that sounds
That's
nasty.
Gross. I have two sisters, and it's gross.
Oh, man.
So two drawers.
Okay, you know what?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Which one today?
Okay, you know what?
He goes in there dressed like Buffalo Bill.
Oh. Shut up.
Drawer number two.
Shut up.
Is she a great big fat person? It puts the lotion in the basket.
All right. I'm sorry. Do locals hate Astros or Eagles more? Just moved here from last year from Memphis. Had no clue how much Ranger fans hate the Astros. That's from Cal.
Man, that's a good question, but I'd say Astros because we hate Houston more than we hate Philadelphia.
Oh, boy, I don't know, man. Eagle
I
hate
the Eagles.
Yeah, that's
I
big.
Absolutely hate the Eagles.
Like, more than the Astros?
The Astros is that's newfound.
It is. It's brand new.
Yeah.
It is new.
It may feel a little bit newer because of the rivalry and, well, them destroying us.
But
I think the Eagles thing goes so far back.
I don't hate the 76ers, and I would hate the Rockets.
Okay. I can see that.
Like, I think it has more to do with the fact that we see more Astros fans here than we do Eagles fans. And so maybe the hatred is more because you see them.
Yeah.
You're in contact with them. We all know guys that are from Houston. But I don't know many people that are
That's true.
Eagles fans.
But you don't hate the Texans, do you?
No.
Did you hate the Oilers?
No.
Well, they're pointless.
I don't hate the Rockets.
I will hate the Rockets.
Did you not root for the Rockets when Akeem
Well, yeah,
and
but
Clyde
they were
there?
Playing the Knicks and
Okay, but still you were rooting
Orlando.
For Houston.
Orlando, that's right. Yeah.
I was like
Hakeem
I was
smoked Shaq.
And I felt like it was some sort of retribution for the Houston Cougar basketball team 10 years prior.
Okay.
Like
I was rooting for Houston cuz I hated the Knicks, but I was rooting for the Magic when they got destroyed.
Were you rooting for Phi Slamma Jamma?
Sure.
I mean, heavy. Yeah. I was rooting for those guys. Let's see, for Mexican Junior, in correlation with Donnie's Domino's tournament, would you guys be willing to do a Ticket P1 poker tournament for charity? I know you had one during Ticket Stock, but it made it harder to attend without missing the AMAs. Yeah, okay. So, several people have asked about a poker tournament. Poker's weird, though, if there's not, like, you're not playing for real money. You know?
Yeah, because then you are like, oh, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Because what difference does it make?
I know. I'd say the same exact thing. Like a buddy of mine, he'll have a party and he will have the gaming tables. And everybody's so into it and it's just fake money. And I'll just go up there and put, oh, here's $5,000. Right. Whoop, all on this.
Right.
And then if I lose.
You only had a pair. Yeah, so what? Yeah.
And then you're out and you walk over to the other corner and
go get some Mad Dog or something. Go get some Cisco.
A bucket of Cisco.
Like, I'm with you. It has to involve real money if I'm, it's just like that gambling. Like dominoes, we're not playing for money, and you have my total attention and my focus the whole time. I want to win. But when it comes to that and fake money,
it's just kind of boring. They had that at like kids' school auctions and stuff.
Yeah, I don't
and
get it.
Just like
the casino, and people are so involved.
Yeah.
Like they get so into it, and I just can't.
I can't either because I'm all in because I have a pair and I'll see if I can bluff it because who cares if I lose?
Yeah. From Tim, would you rather spend the next 6 months as the punter for the Kansas City Chiefs or as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion? So you're basically going to a Super Bowl. Let's just say you are. Or you're the WWE.
Plus, you could meet Taylor Swift. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, and I have to wrestle. And after watching that documentary. I'm out.
Yeah.
I have an appreciation for what they do to their bodies. Although it's choreographed and scripted and all that, that's a lot. You can have that. I'll just go punt.
Yeah, and look, punters are important. They're people too, for God's sakes.
Punting
they matter.
A guy died
do
this
they,
morning.
Do they?
All right, well, let's just go see. Why don't we put tip sheet at punter and see how the Cowboys do this year? They
ask,
lose.
Ask him how he'll do.
They
just
lose.
Ask Tip Sheet how he'll do.
They
as
lose
punter.
Six extra games because of putting him in at punter. Or you know what? Let's not put Tip Sheet in. Let's put Killer in.
Oh, well, then you're really screwed. At least with me, you can run a fake.
I don't know.
Ball goes flying off his face mask, just right through his hands, right into his face mask every time.
He kicks it and it goes backwards.
Hey, Killer, what was the what? Where were you when you shattered your ankle?
At Texas Stadium, the field goal.
The new one?
No, the old one.
The old one. I thought y'all were down there at the new one.
No, it was at the old one.
Okay, so you tried to kick a field goal and
No, I tried to dunk a football over the goal post. My hand got caught and I landed on my ankle wrong.
Mm. But that felt good.
Mm. Oh, it felt awesome.
I'm sorry.
You made it up that high?
I don't know. How much do you think?
I was about 50 pounds lighter.
So the Chiefs punter makes $960 a year.
Yeah.
You think the champion of the WWE makes more than that?
Oh, yeah.
I would think so. Plus, you get more notoriety.
But you have to wrestle.
Okay.
I don't want to wrestle.
But you have the ability to wrestle as a champion.
I'll take the
punter. It's not like you. I still want to punt. I want to go to the Super Bowl.
You'd have a really cool finishing move, probably. Kind of fun.
Yeah. But I'd have to wrestle.
What is the last thing you ate for the first time that you consistently eat to this day?
Hmm.
Ranch says mine is fresh tomatoes with my eggs in the morning. Man, I don't think I've tried, because I was not picky. I tried everything growing up. And I think the last thing that I ate that I remember going, wow, why didn't I eat this, was sushi. And it was in my...
That's definitely a... towards the top of my list.
Like mid-20s before I ate sushi of any kind.
I think I know. I think it was the char-grilled oysters. I never ate oysters at all.
Yeah.
And then we went for the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and I sat by Junior. And we went to Acme. I think it was our team dinner.
So you're talking about the first New Orleans one, like
yes.
In 2011?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I'm good. And he was like, no, just try one. And I refused. Just try one. If you don't like it, that's fine. And I did, and I... order two dozen right there on the spot.
Yeah.
And I've been eating them ever since. We'll go to New Orleans just for it.
Yes. They are delicious.
They really are.
That's
and
a
never,
good one.
I never thought in my life I would eat an oyster. And now I'll eat them raw.
Yeah, I will too. Do you put them on crackers or do you just eat them off the fork?
Crackers. Little
sauce.
Yep.
Hot sauce.
Yep.
Brussels sprouts are in that category.
They really are.
Of a latecomer.
But for the first time, because I had those as a kid for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they were disgusting.
But I don't even know if I tried it at school. I swear to God.
I don't think I did
either.
I
don't think I ever cut one of those things open at school.
See, my mom, my parents weren't the, you don't leave this table unless you finish your, clean your plate or whatever. They just said, well, that's all we have. So if you don't want to eat it, it's on you to find something else.
That's probably something weird like quinoa. Because I eat that all the time, and that's something I probably 10 years ago had never even, couldn't even pronounce.
Oh, like couscous or something like that?
Yeah, kale would be up there because I eat kale every day.
I had couscous yesterday.
Couscous is delicious.
It is delicious.
And I wouldn't have known that.
No.
I wouldn't have.
But I eat it like twice a year. It's not like I, do you cook it at home?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.